from KQED.
In Denver today, President Barack Obama plans to pressure Congress by holding up Colorado as a model of progress on gun control. Colorado now prohibits the sale of magazines that hold more than 15 bullets and requires background checks for all private gun sales. Democrats there passed the laws over Republican objections, a likely story, too, in Sacramento, where lawmakers are considering more than two dozen gun control measures. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow has more on the latest vote, carrying forward legislation to create the state's first ammunition registry.
Contra Costa County Democrat Nancy Skinner says her measure collects more information about ammunition purchases.
Bullets would only be sold by licensed dealers. Now bullets are sold pretty much anywhere. So first, they would be sold by licensed dealers. Second, you show your ID.
Dealers would enter the ID into a statewide database, and law enforcement would get an alert if someone barred from purchasing firearms had bought bullets. AB 48 also flags local police if someone buys more than 3,000 rounds within a five-day window. Instead of opposing the data collection, groups like the Gun Owners of California testified against the bill's technical details. Executive Director Sam Paredes warned language barring the, quote, transfer of firearms without a license would ban him from handing his son a bullet on a firing range.
I will be in violation of law, and my son would be in violation of the law. The Boy Scouts wouldn't be able to have hunter safety instruction or shooting merit badges.
Representatives from the Brady Campaign, as well as the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, spoke in support of the bill, which cleared the Public Safety Committee on a 4-2 vote. It now heads to the Appropriations Committee. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.